The time was 9:30 when I came on my first break at work. In the morning, I swept up for about an hour and a half, and then I got put onto the last machine, rolling big rolls and then vacuum sealing bags. It's fortunate because I was able to crouch down and then stand up, and all that crouching means that I didn't have a back problem today. Yeah, the Fijian line boss who I work for really fucking gets on my nerves. He's the kind of manager that only points out the negative things and tries to show you how to do it. And he assumes that you're going to pick up the pace and be as quick as everyone else within a matter of days. He treats people like a cattle dog rather than human beings. And so when I came back from the break and I was working on that machine again with the guy, one time I would fall back behind because you would take 5 seconds to open a bag more than before, then you'd get left behind. And then by the time you've done all your little steps, the machine is cutting with the saw. Then you have to go fetch the next roll. Anyway, he said, I'm going to only show you once. I'll show you how to do it. All right, watch me. And I'm thinking, all right, you're the fucking model example. And then I'd sit back and watch him how he does it. I picked up one or two moves. Then when he's finished, he said, see, I didn't need any help. Dick, I can do it by myself. And I'm thinking, all right, fucking bravo. And then I kept going on. And then the other guy had a problem. He picked up some bags, but they were the wrong size. They didn't have cuts in them. So you had to rush and go get another one. You don't get any time to do anything in between. And then the guy came around and the gay guy said, it was my fault this time. He explained the problem and then the guy helped us out again. And once again, he showed me, all right, look, let me show you how to open a bag. That's why you're falling behind and making mistakes. And I'm thinking, fuck off, man. Just fucking, you sound like my brother. You're always being negative. And then he looks me in the eyes and he said, are you tired? As if he's looking for me to come up with an excuse. And I said, no, I'm not tired. I'm just going at my normal pace. He said, you should pick up your pace. And I'm thinking, fuck, man, you're a fucking idiot. He's just annoying. All he understands is how to work people like fucking dogs. And that's why I don't like that cunt. But anyway, I just bide my lips. When 12 p.m. came, I came for lunch. These few weeks back in Australia have been tough. I had almost no money for most of those few weeks, and sometimes I'm so poor that I can't even eat. Yeah, but today all I could buy was a 50 cent ice cream cone from Hungry Jack's, and that's my lunch for the whole day. And that's kind of pathetic. But anyway, at work, like I said, everything was normal except that I got extremely enraged with missing my rhythm and the repetitiveness of the task, as well as the line manager who just kept chastising me when I'm working. After a while, he disappeared, and then I started just like missing my rhythm, and I started yelling and cussing to myself, not to anybody else. And at one point, the bags were black, and I couldn't find a perforation in black bags. I said, who the fuck invented black? I said, who the fuck invented black out loud? And then that's when the Fiji guy came back, and then he stood behind me, and he's waiting for me to put a bag over the bats that had just come off the rollers. And I'm thinking in my mind, yeah, you've probably heard that, but I'm not talking racist stuff about you being black. I'm talking about these fucking black bags. They should be white so I can see what the fuck I'm doing. That's the problem with this workplace. First thing is that they don't care about people's safety. Oh, I injured my hands today. They don't give a fuck. The guy is just saying, work faster. Why don't you work faster? I want to say it's because I work this pace because it's a safe pace for me. And then secondly, only this line manager treats people like fucking farm dogs. And I don't like it. I've started to resent people who are younger than me telling me what to do. I've got more experience than you, buddy. But you think I've never been in a warehouse before? Of course I can do what you're teaching me to do. Since you're asking me to go faster, faster is not something that you can teach. I'm trying to teach myself safety. I don't want to get myself fucking injured. Are you going to go to the hospital and pay for all my bills? No, so shut the fuck up. In my mind, I knew I looked angry because the Samoan guy came over and helped me one time and didn't say anything. And then the gay guy came over a few times and helped me. Then he just went quiet. And even the line manager came over and helped me. And only at the end of the day did he just mention one recommendation. And he didn't do it in a bossy way. I knew that I looked pissed off. But in my mind, I'm thinking, come on, man. What's more important, this job or your temper? The temper came out of nowhere. But if I lose this job because of my temper, that's not a good thing. I'll find another job. It'll probably be a bit easier. Right now, I'm just thinking I can't let go of that money. I need to at least work for 2 more weeks. And then I should be set. Today, I finished work at 3:30 p.m. I was really angry for 6 hours of that day because I was so busy in my job. And it was just so frustrating. I think the reason I got developed rage is because I would go through my routine, and then at the end of my routine, the machine will make a noise and it will interrupt my routine, and that will make me angry because I just want to finish my routine without interruptions. Anyway, it was another boring day of me with no sleep. I had another 2 or 3 injuries today. This job is good at giving me injuries. I've already had an eye problem from it with polyester flying into my eye. I've had a spine problem where it's been hard to bend up and down. I've had the loss of sleep from this job. And then today, both of the bones in my palms started to feel a sprain in them because I kept twisting the black plastic bags. And I feel like I've had a cold or a flu now for at least a week. The symptoms started when I had headaches, and then I was taking Panadol for the last couple of days, and it changed to runny nose, probably the flash in my eye. Yeah, now it's just a runny nose. Yeah, now I'm just walking back to Ingleburn Station. I'm looking at cars in car yards again. $5,000 for an automatic Mitsubishi. Fuck, man, you know? So as I suspected, I got a call from Programmed. When I looked at the phone, I was dreading the news that they were going to give me, but I knew what they were going to say anyway. Answered the phone, she said, "Hey, Tony, did you finish your work?" I said, "Yeah, I'll finish now." She said, "Okay." They called and just told me that role that you were doing is no longer available, so don't go in tomorrow. But I have another job for you that starts tomorrow in Milperra. Is that too far for you to go? And I said, "No, definitely not." Yeah. And she said, "It's at Pickles. You've worked there before." I said, "Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was a good place." And then she just told me, "You have to have knowledge of an iPad to take photos." I said, "Yeah, I've got an IT background. I can definitely do that." And she said, "Okay, it starts tomorrow at 8 a.m. And she put me in for that job. Now, that's going to be obviously much better than this. Yeah, and so these guys that offered me a job last week full-time my fucking ass.